Welcome back to the Team Mongoose podcast for episode 41, right? 41. 41. I never know.
Sounds about right.
Yep. 41. That intro is that Mulan song, "We'll Make a Man Out of You." I was singing it the other day during my live stream. So, anyways, how is everybody? Terry, I know you had a very busy day and you've been kind of waiting for this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those of you who follow me on Facebook know that our first go of this got fucked up. Apparently it just didn't record the other side of the conversation. Just decided not to do that. And I thought it was really weird because I listened to the first bit of it and it was just me laughing, like, to nothing. Just quiet, 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 and then me laughing. And it was really...
It's called the Imaginary Friend Cast.
The Schizophrenic... podcast. Chris was telling me that I should have just recorded the other parts and then just worked it together, which I think would have been funny, but I'm not going to do that for an hour or so. It's just going to be way too long. Fuck that.
I think that would have been more entertaining.
Yeah, it might be more entertaining for other people, but not for me.
Not us.
Be an editing disaster.
No.
Waiting to happen.
So, Double Fine got $1.4 million, broke $1 million in one day and is now at $1.4 million. And,
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm super excited for Psychonauts 2.
It's not for Psychonauts 2, though.
It's not for Psychonauts 2, though, yeah.
But the thing is, whatever this is for, it's going to get... done and out of the way for Psychonauts 2. I don't give a fuck what this is for.
It's gonna happen.
I'm saying he now has the funds to whatever he's doing right now, get the fuck out that out of the way and start working on Psychonauts 2.
Psychonauts.
And it's just like with Gearhead. Or Gearbox. I keep calling it Gearhead. Gearbox. They had to do Duke Nukem first before they worked on Borderlands 2. Now they got that out of the way.
Yeah.
Duke Nukem Stomach Pains Edition.
What? Call him Duke Duty.
Duke Duty.
Duty.
So, I'm happy that...
I still haven't played that one.
Duke Duty?
Never will.
I haven't played Duke Duty.
Probably because it doesn't exist.
Well, then we should make it.
Ah.
Duke Duty mixed with Call of Duty.
Ah.
Call of Duke.
And it would sell 500 million copies.
And exactly. Shatter every record.
Just like every other COD fucking
Mongoose
game.
Did it.
So yeah, go Tim Schafer. You do your shit.
I'm a little disappointed to find out that it wasn't for Psychonauts 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because with that kind of money, you could have really made something special.
Well, you should be excited that Notch is willing to fund Psychonauts 2.
Right.
Yeah, I guess.
Think $1 million in 24 hours is fast. Be like, bam, 10 million in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
For a while.
Well, I heard Notch was willing to throw down 400,000.
Well, that was the Kickstarter. He wanted Tim Schafer's Kickstarter to be done with, to get out of the way so he could start getting work on Psychonauts. So he was just like, listen, I'll give you the 400K right now, bro. Right? That's no problem, okay?
Pocket change.
I lost that much in Vegas back in Minecon, all right? I don't care.
I wiped my ass with it.
Yeah, he goes, here.
Yeah, there we go.
It's just like, get this little point-click adventure out the way.
You get your cute little game out of the way. Get some real work done.
Rosie-toosie.
I think it's awesome, too, because this, I think, would fuel... Double Fine's company. Like it'll put a lot of, you know, gas behind them, because beforehand they were just kind of, you know, the indie developer doing cool stuff. I mean, they did Psychonauts. Well, actually, was Double Fine around with Psychonauts? Yeah.
Yeah.
What
and,
do you mean? Double Fine made Psychonauts.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying Tim Schafer made that company. I didn't know when he did it. If he got like the money for it after Psychonauts, or was it before? But it was before. I remember the intro, and you know, he did Stackables, which was a fantastic arcade game.
Stacking.
Stacking?
Yeah, stacking.
Okay. Stacking, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I did a Let's Play of it. Yeah, I did a Let's Play of it. I got 200 points in that shit, and I still remember. So, yeah, they did that, and I don't know. I'm excited to see that once he does do this and gets this point-and-click, I guess, 400,000 for a point-and-click, really?
Best point-and-click you ever played.
It must give you money.
It must give you money.
Oh, yeah. You click $10.
Yeah. So I'm happy to get him to get that out of the way, and I think Psychonauts 2, whenever it does come out, will be the driving force for their company to hopefully make more games.
Psychonauts 3.
I would like more Tim Schafer games.
More Psychonauts.
Yes,
more Tim Schafer.
I don't want it to be
Psychonauts 5.
Hop on that sequel bandwagon.
Yeah, I don't want it to be that. Like, a trilogy would be cool. I think that would be enough, but anything past that could be too much, you know? You don't want it to be a Call of Duty.
Could be. Psychonauts every year.
Yeah.
Funded by Kickstarter.
Yeah, exactly.
So Kickstarter takes 5% of any successful Kickstarter of each thing. And they made $70,000 off of that $1.4 million. It's still going too. I think it has like 30 days left.
Yeah, it does.
So does that mean like $30 million? Do you think? Probably not.
The only thing I'm worried about there is the thing they for the people that donated $15, they're guaranteed a copy of the game, right? So you're basically pre-purchasing the game. So when you think about it, when it comes out, how much profit are they going to make when they have already given away so many copies because people have already paid?
Yeah, but there is a lot of games out there that give away a lot of games, like either to the people and family and friends of the people that work with the game and everything. You know, every game that ever gets released, they're giving away a ton of copies already, you know. So maybe this is just that they're going to get that out of the way this way.
That's a lot.
They're not afraid.
How many people donated or gave them 15?
22,000.
That's a lot of copies.
That's just for 15.
So
30 or more, 14,000.
Yeah, damn.
It's up there.
People just throwing down crazy amounts of cash.
They ain't afraid to lose their revenue.
Yeah, I was thinking about dropping the 15.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Give
Why
me
not?
A copy of that game.
Yeah.
Little point-click adventure.
Clickety-click-clack.
And just boop, 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 boop. You win.
I was so disappointed. I was like, $15 for Psychonauts 2. I'm down.
Nope.
But no. There go all my dreams. All of them.
You have much to begin
maybe
with.
Maybe it's a Psychonauts spin-off adventure game.
It's a prequel.
That would be disappointing.
Bless you.
Okay,
that's
cool.
What I think about that.
It's going to be a prequel. Watch.
It's almost at $1.5 million. It's $10,000 away from that.
Jesus.
It'll hit that tomorrow easily.
Oh, cool! Another indie game music bundle is out.
Humble Bundle.
The music bundle, like the soundtracks for the games.
Humble Music Bundle.
I bought the first one and it was amazing.
Oh. Well, I don't know about all that.
You could get all of them for $1.
Yeah, but then you're a dick. Oh, the Machinarium soundtrack's in there though.
Yeah,
that's a good soundtrack. And I own all these games, except for Jamestown. I don't have Jamestown.
What is that Aquaria? That looks fun.
I have Aquaria. Yeah, it's an interesting story. The gameplay is not something I like though. It's like a weird side-scrolling. It's
See,
like, you remember Echo the Dolphin?
Yeah.
It's like that. But, you know, so the controls don't suck ass. No, you're like a mermaid.
So you're a dolphin.
Well, that's kind of cool.
It's interesting. Maybe I'll do a video about it.
I like Echo the Dolphin.
Mm-hmm. Terry, you were going to say something?
No, I just found the Machinarium soundtrack on Spotify.
Really?
Well then.
Yeah. Well shit.
I guess we know who's not going to be donating to indie games.
I'm looking for the rest now.
Ooh. Look at that. I could play a little tidbit for our listeners right now.
Ooh.
It's good background music right there. Nice and creepy.
Mm. Nice. Just keep it playing.
I like when you type it in. It's like, did you mean machine drum?
No.
No, I mean what I typed.
No, I typed it right.
No trust.
I didn't say it.
I really like that game, Machinarium. I highly recommend it to everybody to go play it. A lot of fun. Red. That's a good point and click. If Devil Finds Point and Click is fucking like Machinarium, well, hell yeah. Maybe I'll wait for the game to come out so I can actually try to make up for some of those games that he's giving out for free.
Oh, be a nice guy. Tower of Heaven soundtrack. I'm mad because you couldn't beat that game.
No. You're mad.
Just a little salty.
Just a little salty. You call me Salty Jones. Change your form title to Salty Jones. You're going to love it.
You won't do it.
You want me to change it?
Yeah, that's basically saying, hey, change it for me.
Terry, have you seen his current title?
I have seen it.
Yep. It's Poop Master of Butts and Dicks.
I like the other one better.
Yeah.
Always talking about butts and dicks.
Yep.
You guys know too well.
You know me. About all about them butts and dicks.
You know me.
I gotta start changing it up.
Yeah, it's getting a little old, buddy.
Yeah, now that we're talking about it.
41,000 people have backed this Kickstarter.
Damn.
A lot of people. I think it's crazy that there's 10 people that donated $5,000.
Wow.
They really like
89 people did 1,000.
I really like Double Fine. What I want to know is if Scott C. still does art for him.
I don't know. I know Ron Gilbert's still with him. The
Guild. Hello?
Nope, someone's phone's going off.
Someone's going, yeah.
Not me.
Terry's phone does that. But only at my house.
Throw him under the bus.
Are you here? Are you at my house?
Maybe.
Maybe I'm on your toilet.
Secretly in your cellar.
Mm.
So, Diablo 2 is expected to release by the end of quarter 2 of this year.
Diablo 2 is out.
Diablo 2?
Diablo 3, my bad.
So that's say,
Diablo
2's
coming out. You guys ready?
You guys ready for some Diablo 2?
Because when I played it already, but oh well.
But it's out quarter 2 this year. They're expecting it to be, which is end of June.
So just add 2 months to it.
Wait, does quarter 2 ends at June or starts at June?
The end of quarter 2 is
June. Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, because quarter one ends in, what, April? Yeah, I think it's April. So, yeah, I'm excited for Diablo 3. I own Diablo 2, and I've played a total of probably about 2 hours with Brenny, because he was going to teach me everything. He was all excited to play with me, and that was it. we haven't played it since. I don't even have it installed anymore.
Ah, yeah. 2 hours.
I have my CDs somewhere around here.
The game is too old for me right now. I can't go back to it right now and enjoy it because there's just so many mechanics of it that I'm just like, this is wrong. This
like
isn't how
white
this works.
Screen.
Yeah. The fact that it's not widescreen.
Like a resolution 800 over 800.
Yeah.
With no window mode.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. No windowed mode. I wouldn't care about the resolution if I had windowed mode, but nope. There's probably some mods for it or something.
I'm sure
get.
There are a million mods for windowed mode by now.
Yeah.
Higher resolution.
Yeah.
Windowed mode.
But,
if you go any
yeah.
higher, you're just going to make everything blurry, though.
Yeah.
Just stretching everything. Blurry mode.
It's all pixelated.
Blur mode.
Yeah.
It's a special effect.
So yeah, Diablo 3. I'm excited for it. I think we're all going to be playing it.
I am way past excited.
I played Diablo 2 and I had fun with it. No, I'm just I don't feel that excitement for 3.
Oh really?
Dude, yeah. I love isometric RPGs.
My that's why I don't know. I think it's just because I haven't really played Diablo 2 that I'm just like I'm really excited to try.
Another 2 hours.
I like that they have a monk class. Fucking love classes that use fists or stabs.
Apparently, the monks are broken as shit. Yeah, that's right, what now too. Was saying. Just like every other game.
News for me.
That's why he plays it.
That's probably what I'm gonna play.
Mm-hmm.
You monk.
Go punch someone in the face.
That face probably deserved it.
Probably. Yeah. Well, I'm doing it.
I don't know. Probably.
Don't need no reason. Do nothing.
Don't need a reason. You gotta do it though.
Oh, yeah. Because you can.
Yep.
Guess I'm gonna.
Okay.
All right. We don't have to keep repeating this. All right. So Mass Effect 3 released. Are these? These are actual consoles. They're not skins.
They're consoles.
No, those are consoles.
Oh, okay.
Special
so
edition consoles.
Yeah.
Mass Effect 3 released 2 special edition consoles. One Paragon. One Renegade. Or Renegade.
See, I like the way the Paragon one looks.
Yeah.
But I'm Renegade.
Right.
I like the Paragon one better, though, because it's blue.
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be people who like the red and black thing.
But what, play Paragon?
I'm saying, I want the blue one, but I want the Renegade. That
yeah. See? Like Terry, he loves playing Renegade.
So do I. Fucking punch that news reporter twice.
Yeah.
Fuck sure. Her.
I usually play Paragon, but I punch her in the face too. See, I didn't want to take any shit from her.
Tired of your shit.
Looks like you botched that job up pretty well. Shut.
Oh yeah.
Looks like your face is all botched up.
Looks like you botched that face up.
Spit on her.
Get your ass out of here.
Get your dumb ass out of here.
I'm done with you.
So, apparently that game Mythos, that's kind of like a Diablo clone.
Mm-hmm.
It changed developers again.
What? Are you kidding me? I still have that installed.
It's got like, it's been through like 4 different developers and had like 50 different beta tests. Now apparently it's in beta again with another developer.
Yeah, I'm just going to stop trying to play it.
Which game were we talking about?
Mythos.
Oh.
It's kind of fun. I played it like the very first time it came out. It was pretty fun. But I don't know what happened. It just can't get off the ground anymore.
Yeah, like, why that one, though, is what I want to know. Like, why that MMO? What's going on there?
It's a lot of bad things going on.
Musical chairs.
Just can't go. It's like publishers get the beta test and they're like, oh, done. Someone else buy it.
Then they realize how bad the game is. Oh, wait. We don't. Okay, no.
It's just. And they're like, oh, man.
Maybe the beta was that bad. Like, they saw the bug reports and they're like, oh, nope. Fuck this.
Not my problem anymore.
The first few bugs start coming in, like, oh, you know what?
Not even worth it. I didn't. I don't want anything to do with it anymore. Take it back.
Oh, I have to do work now. Yeah, because like they think the last people did all the work for them, and so they put it out, and like people have problems with it. It's like, ah, oh, shit. It's supposed to be easy. Just put it out, and it's done. Start making money, right?
Thought that's how it worked.
Everyone's whining now. This doesn't work. This doesn't work. This should be this way. Yeah.
Is this the game you guys are talking about?
Those. Yes, yep. That's the one.
Because there's a download button there.
Probably takes a broken ass site.
Beta again.
Yeah.
Oh, MMO Hut. I hate the guy who does the videos for them.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Is he bad?
It's just. He.
Really?
First of all, he doesn't breathe. He's just like, hey guys,
oh, it's that guy.
Yeah.
We watched we played one weird game, and he did it, and we were all laughing about how shitty his commentate style is.
He'd be fine if he just slowed down and took a breath every now and then, you know, enunciate, get out what you're trying to say. And the second thing is focus. Like, keeps jumping around from talking about one thing to another thing to another thing. Just focus. Get through it. Focus.
Instant revival.
Those are my two problems with them. But catch. Just those reviews in general. But I like the site, though.
Yeah.
They need to get a new guy, though.
Hey, I'm available. What's up? we could do this.
Get
see
at
that
me
resume,
MMO.
Sir.
I play MMOs all day. that's my resume. Put my name, my YouTube channel, and then it says like qualifications. Play MMOs all day. And it has a picture of me with my arms up and like some gang signs. Like I put double M's. And then my face is like, oh, MMO.
You make MMOs with your fingers.
Just look at you like, oh, shit.
Look at how we got a badass over here.
You got to do like the MMO. Like your both hands are M and then you got your mouth open. Oh,
that's exactly what I just said. I didn't make that clear.
That LOL meme.
No.
There's been an MMO that's been in the works for a while that I'm kind of interested in playing.
What game?
Let me that shit. It's called Wildstar.
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 Nope, don't play that video. Fucking autoplay. Nope. Piece of poop. I hate sites that do that. They're like, hey, I noticed you came to our site. Let me just load this extra video up.
I want to watch our video? No? Okay. Here it is.
Yeah. Sign up for beta.
Okay.
It is going.
There's like space travel and stuff. It looks cool.
Did you sign up for beta?
Yeah. Long time ago.
They don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah, beta's
not even out yet.
Beta's over.
I just found this game that we kind of have to play. I mean, we're probably obligated to play.
Really? Wait.
Yep.
What is?
Does it have the word sunshine in it?
And it's amazing.
Called what?
Brick Force.
Brick Force.
It's like Minecraft with guns.
I like the emoticons.
Just like how we were talking about in that live stream.
Oh, wow. That's a quad Gatling gun.
Oh, my God.
This game's amazing. Look at that.
That guy is so happy.
He shot me
like,
in the face.
He's like, ah. I don't get
Let's
it.
Let's put our fly mods in there.
It'd be like having a MAV. So is there any building, or is it just shooting?
No, I'm sure there's not.
Well, it says it said FPS mode.
Oh, wait, nope, there's building.
So, like, I assume, yeah, there's probably
We could probably mode. Make our own maps.
That's probably what it is.
That's pretty badass. Assuming that's
like,
what
I like going down the list of games that are in open beta just so I find stupid stuff like this.
Yeah, this does look pretty stupid. I don't think this game would be any fun after like the first night of playing it. But a Team LP, maybe.
Yeah,
you know, maybe. Yeah.
We could build a pretty cool looking place, and then we could fight in it.
Map edit mode. Yep, you can build your own place.
That's cool. Yep.
So.
Cool.
All right. Well, expect a Team LP of Brick Force pretty soon.
And we're gonna be fighting inside the Church of.
We gotta do more with
the Church of.
These shitty Korean free games.
We should, honestly. Cause...
Those are usually fun for, like, the first hour. Just because we don't play it right.
We
it takes, like, 3 to download it.
And we also spend, like, 45 minutes on the character creation screen alone. Just laughing and giggling all the time. Just like, please see my character.
This is going to go well.
I like it.
Spend like 2 days making a map only to play in it for like half an hour.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how we do things.
Yep, I know.
Yep, I know. I've known you guys my whole life.
I know it.
Bitch, I know. What's up?
So apparently Hellgate is back.
Yeah, they've been back. Is that any.
Why?
Good? I don't know.
No. It failed like within the first year of it being out.
Okay, don't yell at me.
I'll yell at you all I want. Oh, hey, hey, hey. I'm pissed.
Because I'm pissed.
Oh, I know what we gotta play.
What?
We gotta play this game called Freestyle 2.
Is that the basketball one?
Yep.
Yep.
Aww. On a freestyle?
Yeah, this game looks shitty.
I was gonna say, Charles
Barkley.
Like Charles when Barkley. We play I don't Charles play Barkley.
I won't play it if it's not like Charles Barkley where I can...
Hell, we could play Charles Barkley.
Every shot from wherever you want to shoot from.
Get that full court game going.
Opposite side of the court. Just the ball. Like kick it in. No problem.
Pass it to your partner, then just shoot it. Even if you're a full court away.
Oh, yeah.
The funny part is that Whitey was the one who discovered that. And he was drunk off his ass.
I just don't give a fuck. Ball's great. Go. Oh, my God, I'm awesome.
Like, he throws it from...
Imagine playing that game by himself when he first got it. Just like, oh, I don't know, maybe I'll shoot it from here, see what happens. Oh my God.
Practice mode.
Just sink it in. I'm so good at this game.
Fucking amazing.
That was a fun night.
Terry, now that you brought up like the in beta thing, I'm on MMORPG.com. And I just sorted the thing by hype. And that Earth Eternal game looks kind of interesting. We should check that out here.
That's the one where you're animals and shit.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know. I just looked at two screenshots and figured it's whatever.
It's the furry MMO.
Yay! I could be a bunny.
You could be whatever you want.
Badger.
And then there's that one right below it, Eden Eternal. I don't know what's with all these Eve Eternal games.
I think freaking Terry already played that.
Every time I see that, I think I don't want to play it.
There's Withered.
I heard it was good.
And there's a Bard class, dude.
Oh, I'm set.
You can rock out with your socks on.
Only if I could freeze people.
Clothes on.
Only if I could freeze. Terry, I'm going to show you a picture right now. It's going to change your mind. Okay? Show you that picture right there. You're going to click it. You're back. Oh.
Shit.
Pretty that's sick, right? That's pretty sick.
Shit, now I have to play it.
Yeah. Yep. And then there's another picture too. It's not as epic, but I'm not
sure. I mean, it's okay, but
there it is. Copy image. There you go. These are all pictures of the Bard for those who are listening. They have like these crazy auras around them as they're playing their guitars or whatever. And it just looks epic. And I think if we have like a group of four fucking bards just rolling through just
sick ass band
just rolling through town just like
best party ever
crazy we're not annoying at all
different songs
let's walk around like pretend it to set up a stage
I want that's it we'll go to like the town and like go to the fountain cause you know there's a town with a fountain in the center you just go there and you hang out by the fountain and you're like alright we play for tips. You know, and just
together.
People give us money to just shut up.
Gotta pay us more than that.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
If you know this song,
your
money's
not loud enough.
Your money's not
guitar
loud
solo.
I want to see an MMO that has the Bard class, but it doesn't force you to use guitars. Like, you can choose, like, drums or a flute or whatever.
Set
like,
up a big-ass drum set.
Just anything. Drag
drum set. Hold on, guys.
like a trailer behind you or
wait,
something.
Wait. Big-ass drum set.
No, but I think that'd be cool.
What about we gotta set it up?
Wait.
Hold on.
Gotta make sure you
everybody's all dead.
Okay, I'm ready.
Ooh. Your instrument was like your offhand weapon, and they had a bunch of different ones.
And what? You're trying to think of the game that had that, or
yeah, I'm trying to think of other games that had it. Final Fantasy XI was one of them.
Oh.
Your instrument was your offhand weapon.
Mm-hmm.
My experience with
Final Fantasy like
XI is not a good one.
Guitars, shit like that.
Interesting.
And it would actually change, like you know, you play a song with whatever instrument you have. Instead of just, you know, default guitar.
Right.
Hmm.
I'm sure there was more than that.
Probably.
I didn't have a very fun experience playing Final Fantasy XI.
I warned you. You ran to some, like, you're like level 3, and you go run off to this aggro level 10 mob. I'm like, do it. You're going to die.
No one to blame but yourself.
Do it.
He's like, don't hit it. So I hit it. And I ran past Terry. I was like, Terry, help me. And he's like, nope. I run out of the cave, you know, thinking how, like, you know, normal MMOs are. You run out of the area, the mob will eventually stop following you.
Nope.
Nope. They kept following me.
I think if you're still in the area, they will follow you. I think that was before they patched that. They will hunt you down until you're dead or until you zones.
I left the cave. I was across a whole plain. I was in a desert. The thing was still behind me.
That's what you get.
There's another game on here called Mythion. Or maybe. I don't know. Probably pronounced Mythion. Looks beautiful. Ooh.
Oh, that's
really
nice.
That's nice,
good.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's in beta, too. Meh.
Meh, what a dick.
Here's someone casting a spell or something.
Fake and gay.
I don't think the people are that detailed. Like, from the looks of it, it doesn't look like they're too detailed.
But the world is detailed. But that's all that matters.
The world looks pretty cool.
Is it, like, is that the view of the game?
I don't know. Probably not. You know, since I don't see a HUD or anything around there. And looking through these other pictures, I don't see a HUD in any of them.
There's going to be a Stalker online.
What?
The game Stalker, that old FPS.
Oh, yeah?
We're going to make an MMO of it.
That's interesting.
Hope it goes through. I mean, I was kind of excited for that Fallout MMO until that went through.
Yeah, that's not anywhere.
A lot of games are not coming out anymore.
Well, you never know. Could be tomorrow.
Remember Wakfu, Alex?
Yeah.
Beta.
There's no one there.
It's the most hyped beta right now.
we played the first beta. But before they started juggling publishers.
Oh, really?
And, no one was there. And then me and Alex were we got into a fight with each other, and he couldn't see me. He couldn't see my character.
I was like, where are you? Stop hitting me.
Walking around and wailing on him the whole time.
And you didn't have, stealth mode on or anything?
Nope. He just couldn't see my character. I could see him, though.
That's awesome.
GM hide.
There was no one there. It was like, all right, it's open beta. And it was one of the most hyped games ever. And I was like, Terry, let's play. So we download it, and there's no one in the game. We see one or two people, but they're French or something.
But they're French, so they don't matter.
I didn't know what they were saying.
Something about croissants and biscuits.
They're omelette du fromage.
Guys, Windslayer 2 is out. So that was the game that had swords.
And really?
Swords. Yeah, the original.
Oh, is it pay to play?
No, it's free, of course.
We have a sequel already.
What?
We should revisit it. It was a game that said the swords. Original.
We saw that it said swords instead of swords, and we were like, nope.
Ever since, it has always been swords.
Are no swords, only swards.
Only swards. They never fixed it.
Nope.
It's still swords.
He probably goes to the side, still says swords.
Maybe that's awesome. What they're really called.
We've had it wrong this entire time.
Right, that's our fault then.
Oopsie.
And I feel dumb.
So Eden Eternal, I think we should play that.
Be a band.
Yeah, we gotta roll around. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
You know what I miss? I can't believe we haven't done this yet, but Mabinogi.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun with that
game.
Didn't
we talk about that the last time?
We did. We talked about MMOs last time as well.
I still have all the screenshots of us naked running around harassing
people. Yeah, just chasing guys around going, Indians!
Yeah, we're just as Indians.
All full grown, Terry and Dwight are like little kids running around.
Yeah.
You could get that little headband that has a feather in it. Yeah, and then we ran around with our bows out.
Down to our underwear. just running around chasing random people. Engines!
I swear, like, if we would have started doing Team LPs back then, like, things would be a lot different now. Because we would have had, like, a 4 years of backlog of just us fucking around in games.
Good time.
We've been all over the internet.
Yeah, we really have.
Yeah.
I know I got those screenshots somewhere. Might be on my other computer.
Trying to find it.
Memories, memoirs.
Memoirs.
Mobinogi.
Mobinogi.
Glory days.
Yep. So, let's get off of the MMO front. Yeah?
Ah. Or get up back on it.
Get back on it. Mm-hmm. No. Okay. So Syndicate, Alex.
Alex. Well, Terry's here and he played it too, so.
Yeah, but Terry's not fucking all nuts over butt for it like you are.
Butt nuts.
What?
I like it.
That's a perfectly nuts good saying.
You are driving me nuts over butt, mister. Sorry, stop hitting me.
Had a tough day at work. My nuts totally on my ass right now. I don't even know what's going on.
Drive me nuts over butt over this.
God damn it. Syndicate is a 4-player first person shooter co-op
cyberpunk
thing.
What is cyberpunk?
I don't know. Terry said it was cyberpunk. I was like, oh, so that's
weird. What is it, Terry?
Think like, what's it called? What's that? What do you call it? Blade Runner.
Okay.
You know? It's, yeah. Cyberpunk is like basically like steampunk, except for futuristic shit.
Ah, okay.
Like hacking and shit.
That's exactly what it sounds like, except for futuristic. Yeah, hacking. Technology. Implants, cybernetics, shit like that.
Boob implants.
Boob, cyber boob implants. Yeah, that's all.
They got boobs with heads up.
But they got piston titties there.
They're all about that in the cyberpunk scene.
Mm-hmm. I like cyberpunk now.
I like that.
So, you and Terry have played it so far. You were trying to get Whitey and I to play a little bit earlier, but we had to sort of get this out because we've been waiting all day. Our listener has been waiting. We're 7 hours late, basically, is what I'm saying.
Well, we had it, but
technically, we just said podcast every Friday. It's still Friday.
Yeah,
true.
If your discretion advised.
Yeah, I just like getting it out in the afternoonish because it's not the dick thing to do.
A little afternoon delight for the viewers.
Then you got the rest of the day to do whatever the hell you want.
Sky. Not really.
Well, you have more, whatever.
Yeah, so you want to go talk a little bit more about Syndicate, Alex? I mean,
Syndicate is a 4-player co-op.
We got that already.
FPS.
Got that.
And it takes place in the future, I guess, and it's under the pretense of corporate warfare, where you use hostility to take over other corporations, apparently. It's like a war. You're a mercenary or something.
Plan for Valve.
Apparently the way the world works in that universe is everything is controlled by corporations. There's no government anymore.
And it takes place all over the world. You have missions in San Francisco, China, Japan, anywhere. But those are, of course, just levels. And it's different from other...
It is different.
It is. Like, I mean, you have your cybernetics and all that shit, all that implants on your heads-up display, but it's so much faster than other 4-player co-op first-person shooters.
Like, you will die if you do not move. You need to haul ass or you're going to die.
It's not even that. It's like when people say 4-player co-op FPS, they think games like Borderlands, you know? And Borderlands was...
I think of Uno.
Yeah, because Uno's a 4-player co-op FPS. Okay.
Yep.
Well, even then, you know that it's pretty slow-paced, right? Mm-hmm. You got your quest, it takes time for you to walk over here, or even use the car every now and then, get places.
Got to catch a ride.
This is where cars live.
Yep.
Syndicate is all about action. You can't, you stay down for more than 5 seconds, you will get hit.
Like the first 30 seconds of the game, we had no idea what we were doing.
First 30 seconds, we already started screaming.
Didn't know what you were getting into.
We just started. We're like, all right, so we start, we look at the game, we're like, oh, this game is pretty. Yeah, it's pretty. Oh my god,
it's definitely very, very, very team-oriented. You will get nowhere without, you know, watching each other's back, because you can actually heal each other with your implants, like, from, like, anywhere, really. As long as you have a clear line of sight, you can heal each other, you know, buff each other, stuff like that. You can upgrade yourself later as you go on and all that stuff. But
and it's like you get different types of implants you can use, too. You rip them off other enemies.
Like, yeah, there's which you could never do. I was going to go out ripping people's fucking
Yeah,
implants.
For some reason, it didn't work for me. But there's different classes of enemies. You got your normal grunts that you shoot and kill or whatever, and those grunts are commanded by, what was it, like sergeants or something?
Yeah, the sergeants.
And I think it's the sergeants that once you shoot them, you can go up to them. They're like, they go up in a kneeling position, and you have a certain amount of time to get up to them and rip their implants out of their head for yourself.
Just eat them. Just nom, nom. Well, I don't, to take yeah, their strength.
Getting kind of hungry.
They do different things. Like, you get one later on where you can revive teammates when they go down. Or, well, I guess you start off with the healing one, but that's the only one I know of.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Cool.
It's very team-based.
Yeah.
Do not play the game alone.
Well, obviously, you can't do the co-op alone.
Well, yeah, the single player probably is built differently.
Yeah, and there is a single player component.
No, but even the bosses. Remember that last boss, dude? You kept dying every 4 seconds.
Well, it's probably built differently for the single player.
No, well, yeah. I don't know.
You can't say that. Have you played
it's
by yourself?
Different for single.
There's no option for single player. You don't know.
Well, even if
because
play...
it's the co-op demo. It's not a game that's based on co-op. It has a single player and it has a co-op. It's more about the single player. It has a story and all that stuff, but there's a co-op component, and that's the demo that's out right now.
Nope. So, off of the Syndicate front, did you guys hear about Blizzard and Valve go to war over the Dota name?
No.
No.
I did. Yeah. I don't care about Dota.
Well, since, the term Dota, what is it, Defense Against the Ancients? Defense of the Ancients.
Defense of the Ancients.
Yeah, since it came from it came out of someone making a mod for Warcraft 3, Blizzard feels like the term belongs to them and their community, even though it's never been trademarked. And then they're arguing about this because Valve is now capitalizing on it because they made a game called Dota 2.
Right.
And so Blizzard is basically saying, he's like, well, it just seems kind of strange that, you know, Valve would go off and try to make, you know, trademark term when we've been using it this whole time and everything like that. It's
but
basically
if it's not trademarked, then get fucked.
It wasn't trademarked, so, like, I don't understand. I understand where Blizzard's coming from. You know, it's all fucking business and politics and shit, you know.
It's because of Activision. That's Activision.
Yeah, because Dota 2 so? Has been in testing since, like, last year, like, August last year. And it's just now that they're bringing it up.
Oh, yeah, so it's,
Blizzard
it's,
doesn't care, but Activision does, because money, money, money.
Well, that and just the fact is, like, if anything, the fans own the name Dota, because a fan made the mod for Dota. It wasn't Blizzard at all.
And you can
Blizzard
bend your ass that the fans are playing Dota 2.
Oh, God, yeah, they are.
So change that. We'll give a fuck. Change it.
Whatever. Give it to us. We'll hold on to it. I don't give a fuck. And personally, I would rather Valve own it than Blizzard at this point, just because
Valve
of
because I like Valve because yeah. I'm biased.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'm biased too. I don't like Activision all that much. If it was just Blizzard, still, whatever, go fight it out. But Valve would treat it better.
They treat us nice.
Mm-hmm.
They treat you real good.
Oh, speaking of which, we talked about how what we'd like to see at E3 with Valve.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we were talking about Half-Life 2 and Episode 1, 2 and stuff like that, and like we were talking about how Duke Nukem took forever to come out, and like, yeah, and we're still waiting for Episode 3. We're going to be those old guys like 30 years later where Episode 3 is finally coming out, and we're like, yeah, I love me some Half-Life.
You know? It's about time they came out with that 3.
And
poop myself.
No one's ever talking to him.
I sure himself. Wish Whitey was still alive today.
Oh, gee, thanks. Kill me early. Why do I got the early death here?
You know what you did.
We don't want to talk about it. We don't talk about Whitey. And then I brought up the fact, how awesome would it be if Gabe Newell, like, just was doing his keynote, you know, hanging out, doing his thing, announcing a bunch of, you know, crap that's just kind of known that's going to be coming out, and at the very end, like, as he's walking off the stage, he stops and he kind of turns and he goes, by the way, January 17th. And then he drops the mic and then the lights go off and then all it says is Half-Life 3 up on the Half-Life emblem with the 3 in it, I think is what we discussed. Yeah. Yeah. And it just shows up and then, like, fucking explosions go off and shit like that. Like, how epic would that be? Like, that would be the greatest way to introduce the game. Like, saying it's like, yep, it's going to be available right after E3 or something like that, you know?
Right now.
Like, it'd be so awesome.
Yeah, audience would go crazy.
Like, oh my God. No, the rest of E3 wouldn't matter. Like, it's like, you might as well just shut off E3. Like, if I was Gabe and we did, you know, put in production for Half-Life Episode 3, I would do that. I would say, fuck E3. I would try to get the first keynote speech, the very first one, and then just do that and say, fuck E3. Woo! Go home!
Just be the first guy to walk out. Please welcome Dwight Lackman. Everyone's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, just okay, pick up the mic. Good job.
Sup? 2013. Drop the mic and walk off.
2013 is too far away, dude. You can't do something like this and still have it 12 months away, you know?
24 hours.
It has to be, like, the next day or later that day.
No, they've done
like
it.
That.
They did it with Halo. It's been done. And people were fucking... It's one of the most anticipated games.
That's Halo, though. This is a game that we've already been waiting for a very long time, and there's already speculation of, like, it's never going to come out, or it's going to come out.
Yeah, so
like
if
that.
You say 2013, people will be like, oh, it's finally coming!
Or they're fucking with you.
Or if you say, like, 24 hours or the net, you know... It's like,
yeah, or just put tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Bam.
Five minutes from now.
Shit's been done.
10 minutes.
Everyone will run out of the auditorium.
That's how you cause deaths.
That's just irresponsible.
14,000 dead at E3.
Because of Half-Life Episode 3 release.
14,000 dead in E3 override.
Get out of here!
Half-Life 3.
Gabe Newell to blame?
Question mark?
Yes.
They answer their own question. On their own title, they answer their own question.
Why is there an article?
Yes, it means son of a bitch.
Yes, and Half-Life 3 is awesome.
Shit's been done for like 2 years.
With someone you know at E3,
sitting on it,
they could be dead now. Find out at 11.
Find out at 11, we'll have the list of deaths, casualties.
Friends, they could be dead now.
It became bigger than 9/11.
Yeah. You got friends? Not anymore. Everybody dies at E3.
That's all I hear. That is so depressing to turn the TV on.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I guess the TV's not coming on at 11.
Your children could be raped right now.
Oh, find out. I thought we weren't supposed
to
talk
about
that.
You know where your kids are? We do. They're getting raped. More at 11.
More at 11. They always end it like that. Wait, no, what?
I'm like, oh, I wonder what's going on with my kid today. I left him. You had the E3. Oh my God!
It's like, do your nuts itch?
Like,
you could have herpes.
Yeah, they do that, and they'd be like, "Oh, more at 11," and then the news starts, and then they save it to the end, and it's like completely.
It's like 11:40,
and it's like the most disappointing thing.
Yeah, it's like, oh man, I really want to see this thing. So you sit through the whole thing. And at the end, it's like, oh, well, the cat got stuck in a tree. The end.
That's the end. A bigger and story.
And the firefighter guy saved it. Okay, bye.
Oh, 11,000 people got killed and raped in E3. Bye.
Well, that's all for the news.
Dun, 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 dun.
And then it's all like silent.
The lights dim and they pretend to start talking to each other. Flip their papers. You're just cursing at your team, you son of a bitch!
Fucking assholes!
Man, that's how the news is today.
Yep.
So depressing. Always bad news.
It used to be a good marketing technique, but honestly, like, I think people are just pissed off at this point. It's like, no, I'm not gonna watch that.
Oh, internet.
Yeah, or internet, right.
Internet did it.
Or just read an article on the internet. Oh, that's interesting. I wonder if Kotaku has that article on. Then you spend 2 minutes reading it. Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. Did you hear that? That was a compliment.
But not for you, but for Kotaku.
Oh.
Excuse me.
So, Greg actually gave me a little update about the Vita.
Oh?
Yeah, he sent me a message. It says the Vita games are actually on an SD card. Like, SD card-like things.
Ah.
And, because we were talking about a little bit earlier about how the Vita works, because apparently most of the I don't want to say screen, just the back panel of it is all touch-based. It's all, like, it's a giant mouse trackpad on the back. And it's like, well, why would they get rid of the UMDs, basically, is what I'm saying. Is that, like, these people bought these games, and they would like to support them by buying the newest system, but you can't. You got it. You're stuck now with your old PSP to play your old UMDs, and then if you're a big fan, you'll get the new one, and then that one can only play the SD card ones.
In their defense, the UMDs were garbage.
They were garbage, right. But you got to stick by your garbage for a little while longer than one system.
No,
you developed it. You clearly thought it was good. And it's your job to convince people
what
why.
What was it, the Game Boy SP that had the new and the older ones? Older slots? What Game Boy had
DS.
Both slots?
The DS.
The DS? Okay. So, yeah, the DS did it, you know? So, I mean, why wouldn't Stoney take from them? Nintendo obviously makes really good handheld things.
Because UMDs are garbage, and it would make the system even bulkier than it already is.
Yeah.
Like, have you played with a PSP?
Yeah,
it's horrible.
Yeah, I have.
You pop it in, like...
that's part of its charm, Terry. All right.
It's gas operated.
You know it's working at that point in time.
Launch that shit out.
It's like one of those toys that you get from like Burger King or whatever that have like the ripcord on them. Like you have to put a ripcord in the PSP and then you spin the disc and then you play.
Let me put it this way. If you had the choice between an SSD or an old school hard drive, what are you going to go with?
I'm going to go with an SSD.
There you go.
Every old school hard drive. Zip cord.
Zip cord. Those things are fun, man. I have more fun with the cord than the game.
Just sitting there starting your game over and over.
Stop it.
Gotta crank it up.
I'd like the fact that they're going more digital, you know, that they're using flashcards and stuff like that, but it's just that they're alienating their old crowd.
They already did with the Go. Might as well just go with
might
it.
Might as well just go with it, right.
Just keep rolling.
I guess so.
Guys have something new.
It's more like how the jump between a DS and a 3DS is, really. Because they dropped the Game Boy Advance support as early as the DSi.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Because who makes games for Game Boy Advance anymore?
Tetris.
Exactly. And they're not making any UMDs anymore, so.
Yeah.
Well, because they just stopped. I mean, because the system can't support it.
No, they stopped making UMDs a long time ago.
Like when the UMDs Go came out?
Yeah. No. They didn't need them anymore.
Yeah, but the.
Yeah,
well, it just kind of sucks.
No, no, because that was completely digital, and that's a little early for that. Especially
not even a little
that already exists and already has physical copies of games out.
Right.
It needs an internet connection too, and there's still people out there who have no internet.
Yep.
Yeah. Or 56K.
So are you saying that there's going to be...
It's the same as the first world. There's people out there that don't have internet.
I used to be one of them.
Those
I know you pay.
Those poor people. Those internet.
They will make it through.
Oh, first
they will
world
make it through.
Sorry. We have to save them.
First world problems.
You don't,
if I can live through it, so can you.
What's Google?
We could survive this together.
What's Google?
No Matt? Child should ever have to ask that question.
Wikipedia, what?
Wikipedia, what?
Yeah, I think he was trying to say encyclopedia. I think that's what you're trying to say. Yeah, I got like 27 volumes of it.
No.
Hold on, let me just look this up real quick.
Don't you just wish a book had control F when you're looking for shit?
Yeah.
It's called an e-book reader, right?
I can do that.
I hate like looking for like one specific word if I'm like looking something up or if like browsing.
You're opening a book to look up one word?
No, to control.
Is it the dictionary?
Yeah.
What is that word?
Wait, why are you opening up a book?
Said I wish.
Why do you even touch the book?
Like, yeah, why do you have a book?
I don't know.
Someone gave it to me.
Some reason ancient technology was put in my hands.
It's so archaic.
A what?
People used to read papers?
Why are they killing trees?
We're still doing that?
I like trees.
Oh my god.
Yeah, how much do you think we've saved trees in like the last 10 years?
I don't think we've saved any more.
Well, I don't know. What you gotta think is like we're obviously cutting down on printing books and stuff. You know?
Yeah, but people still use paper for everyday documents and shit.
Yeah, but a lot more people use digital stuff. Like I don't.
Well, I can't fax you a whole iPad, Dwight. If I want to give you a memo, I gotta type it out on paper and fax it.
Yep.
Why would you? The fucking email, bro. Why are you using
hey,
fax machines?
Hey.
Sir.
I make the rules.
It's in the rules.
I just follow them.
That's they the paper fax companies right there. Rule number one: always use fax machines. That'll get them to use
gotta
paper.
Gotta make that loud ass noise too.
I miss those
dial-up sounds.
I've never used a fax machine that had a dial-up connection.
Oh, God. Those poor people.
I don't think I've ever used a fax machine, for that matter.
Really? I've used one before.
Fax machines are...
I've never had to fax anything to anyone. No one's ever told me, hey, fax me that document.
I've had to fax resumes to people.
Yep.
And applications.
Well, you used to work in an office.
Yeah.
I've never worked in an office.
We had like industrial size like scanners and printers to where if I scan something, I can print out like 300 copies of it in about a minute.
Scan your butt.
And so
just post them around the office.
Here you go. Here you go.
Hey friends.
Thanks.
It's just a happy face. Don't worry about it.
There was this one box of DVDs that we got, and it was a big box because we burned everything to DVDs, and on the cover of it was like this, you know, the stock pictures of just like random people having a great time, you know, using the product or whatever.
Yeah.
There is this one guy that was on there that was like leaning around a corner, like he had his hands on the corner, he was kind of turned sideways, and like he's looking around the corner, and he's smiling, right? And it was really creepy, and so I decided that to cut it out, and then I put tape on the back of it. And then I'd tape it on the corners, like just random corners around the office. So like when people would walk around, they see like this tiny little guy like peeking around the corner. It looked like he was like he was holding onto the corner of the office walls, and he was just like smiling, like giving a thumbs up, and he's like, "Hey!" And it would freak people out. So like it became this game around the office of like whoever found it had to replace it somewhere else. So like there was this one time where. This was like near the end, like what really killed it because no one wanted to touch it afterwards, but there was one that was in the toilet, and that was fantastic, dude. You go in there to take a piss and you lift up the seat and you see like this guy like, hey, what are you doing?
Hey there, how's it going?
Yeah, it looks like we lost Whitey in the call. I think his internet probably exploded.
No.
But it was really cool. Like a little game to play around the office. And it was nice because no one wanted to work in that place.
Nobody wanted.
Yeah.
That seemed like a fun ass office. This
creepy guy hanging out.
We also did this another game like that with a nickel, where we'd put it on like edges of doors and stuff like that. It was kind of like Find the Cracker game, but you know, it was with that weird creepy guy and a nickel. So we'd put this nickel just like everywhere in the office, you know, like up on top of door frames or like behind blinds and stuff like that. Yeah. And whoever found it would say, yep, found it. And then you tell them where it was, and then they was like, yep, and I hit it. What's up? And it was always a game because you'd always, like, watch the people who were playing to see if they were, like, acting weird. Like, if they were trying to get to a place to hide something. So you're just kind of like, hey, what are you doing? Like, nothing. Just grabbing a pen. All right. And so, like, you would just hold on to the nickel for, like, half the day, like, trying to find the moment where no one's watching. And you're like, bam, hide it. There's also like little rules, like it has to be visible, you know. You can't like hide it inside of something or whatever. It has to be visible from the outside of the room. A lot of cool things like that.
We had a lot of cool games back in the office.
Yep.
No
none that related to work.
We never did any work. That's probably why. Don't work now.
That's probably why the business is like out of business. It's no longer a business.
Good times.
Good times. Good company. Good boss. He didn't care.
He let us do whatever we want.
He was such a bro.
I liked the people I worked with. I didn't necessarily like what I did, but I liked everybody that was there. Met a lot of cool people that I don't keep in touch with at all anymore.
I don't remember.
I also tried a lot of different foods that I never would have eaten otherwise.
Like what?
A lot of Asian food. I can't even remember the names of it, but I worked with a bunch of Hmong people, and like they would have a potluck like every 2 weeks. And so we'd go and like I'd go into this room and be bombarded with like the weirdest smells. And that was the first time I tried oysters. And there was this weird concoction in, like, a giant jar that was just full of weird things that I remember just not wanting any part of. But they were like, no, no, try it. You'll like it. Come on. And,
just do it. Don't be a bitch.
And it was interesting. Terry, remember Hoa?
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, she was like this older lady that...
What was her name?
Hoa.
Hoa?
H-U-A. Yeah, Hoa.
Wow.
And
wow.
Short little girl, like, and not girl, she was an older lady.
She's a woman.
She was probably about 4'10", if that, like, wow. You know, old Asian lady, and, or Hmong lady, rather. And she would, like, she was like a grandma, basically. Like, you'd walk around the office and everything like that, and she goes, oh, how are you, and everything like that.
Grandma
and,
Hoa.
And I'm like, oh, I'm fine, Hoa, how are you? And she
well,
goes, good,
her
good.
Give her a hug.
Yeah, like she's always really happy, you know, just to be there and do her thing. And it was awesome, too, because, like, well, not awesome. It was annoying. In the break room, like, my breaks were always different from everybody else's because my job was different from everybody else's at the place. And so I'd be hanging out in the break room by myself most of the time, just, like, doing stuff on my phone or not doing work. And Hoa, like, people, if you got phone calls on the work, you'd get off of, you'd walk off the floor and go in, like, the break room or outside or something. Mm-hmm. Hoa would always come into the break room, and she had, like, this old archaic, like, headset, like a wired headset that she used for her cell phone. And it's, like, a wrap around your head, and it had, like, this giant speaker on one side. It looked like the original Xbox headsets. It just, like, comes around your mouth and everything like that. And she's on her cell phone with a headset. She's not doing anything. She's just sitting at the table holding her cell phone in front of her with this headset on. And she would just go. She would just talk and talk and talk and Hmong. And I had no idea what the fuck she was saying. But it was so funny to me. Because she'd talk so fast. And she was so so passionate about whatever she was talking about. And
yeah,
I was
just, there laughing at her.
I was sitting there thinking, I was like, damn, I want to know what she's talking. She's talking about something epic right now, and I'm missing it. And
everything.
I was so
white
sad.
Bitches laughing at me.
That's the thing. I was the outcast there. Like, I always felt really weird going to work because I was one of two white guys there. And I've never been in that situation. So it was really weird for me. And that's where I gained a lot of respect for minorities. Didn't know I was going to go that route, did you?
Yeah, that's how it ended.
And Dwight learned a very valuable lesson.
It's like a kid's show.
Elliot ends super real.
It's like how Scrubs always ended, like super sad and like just some valuable life lesson. Yep, pulled that story together real well.
Tied it all together.
Tied it all together. Yep.
This is where we came from fax machines.
To learning about racism.
Comes full circle.
Yep.
Fax machines and minorities.
Just the way it ended. And that's how I gained a lot of respect for minorities.
What? That's great. This is what the podcast is about, guys.
About
right?
Life lessons.
Life lessons. Team Mongoose bringing you life lessons every single Friday. Team Mongoose podcast. So what else are we going to talk about, guys? Got anything else you guys want to talk about?
How the government's poisoning our water supply to brainwash us.
Not my goddamn water supply.
That's a shame, too. I don't know why they're doing it. They're just bored one day and they're like, hey, you know, let's go do something. Like, what do you want to do? I don't know. Let's go poison the water.
Okay. We'd all probably right. Get away with it.
We're the goddamn government.
Might as well do it.
Might as well.
Might as well do it because we can get away with it. Another life lesson.
The internet, now the goddamn water.
Oh, they're not getting away with the internet thing.
Oh, no. They can do everything else. They can throw the economy into hell or whatever.
Right,
but
yeah.
You touch the internet, there's some shit that's going
to be hell to pay.
You motherfucker.
Not my goddamn internet.
Fucking A.
So, back to the Vita. Apparently Taco Bell has like this promotion thing going on right now. With their little boxes that you can get, like the food box things.
Oh, the boxes.
Oh, the box
yeah.
of food.
Yeah.
The $5 box.
Right, yeah. They have codes on there now. And which you can take the codes and I guess submit them on the site. And you have a chance of winning a Vita.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know what you guys think about that. That seems like a weird marketing
I never do
tool,
any of
it?
The shit that they tell yeah. you to do.
We're talking
because
about
there's
like
old...
national level and your chances.
Yeah, there is no way.
No way.
No way to win that Vita.
Many
Vita.
Of the people that are like, you gotta play to win.
It's true. Well, I'm not gonna win if I don't try.
I guess if you pick that up at Taco Bell, you might as well. But
I get Taco Bell every now and then, but I don't.
I stay away from Taco Bell. Ugh.
Yeah, well, I live
in California where I can get real Mexican food, like, on every corner.
Yeah, see, I... fuck you, Terry.
I get that good stuff.
I can't get any of that shit.
I can
don't
go
have
to the,
any of
the
that
drive-thru of that one place that just opened.
What an asshole.
Mexican
shut up.
Food on the go. I got somewhere to be. Give me my huevos rancheros and I will be out of your hair.
Huevos rancheros.
Mm. That's good stuff.
Oh, apparently one of the weird things about this promotion tool was that... Welcome back, Whitey, by the way.
Yeah, thanks. My computer just...
Oh, pooped, huh? interesting. Anyways, the weirdness thing about this is that apparently anybody can see the winning screen of the Vita promotion thing. And all you had to do is just get the URL and it'll take you to a screen that says, congratulations, you won! And, that was it, and I guess you fill in some stuff on there or something. I don't know. And then Taco Bell ended up sending out like a mass email to all these people. Says, you know, any attempt to undermine the legitimacy of this operation.
You didn't actually win, so.
Yeah,
we're
so.
Sorry if you thought you did.
A big old JK.
Like, oh my god, I won!
Apparently.
I got a PS Vita!
Which sounds like a taco you'd get or something. Yeah, I'm gonna give me two PS Vitas and
No, that's a gordita.
That's a new thing.
It's a PS Vita.
So I guess almost all the calls that they've received are discrepancies from people who had the URL but did not actually win. So pretty sucks funny. Go Taco Bell and PlayStation.
Yeah.
Just fucking up like one thing at a time.
You can eat like a king at Taco Bell for the prices, dude.
Yeah, and then you shit like one, too.
Oh, no question.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to defend it at first.
Don't get me start.
Just like them beefy crunch burritos.
Dude, I get these burritos where they throw in like these spicy Fritos into them.
It's what delicious.
This guy, what the fuck? No, anyway, I've eaten like 6 of those for 2 days straight.
All right, that's probably overdue.
How is your health, bro?
How are you alive?
Yeah, right.
Listen to me. I had a fire hole for like an hour.
You ate a goddamn burrito filled with chips. What do you think's gonna happen?
It's not chips, though. It's very spicy chips.
It's not chips. They're spicy chips.
It's a different.
So I had fire hole for like a whole 2 hours or so.
God.
Worth it.
Totally worth it. I was so full.
I
love those beefy crunch burritos, but I'm not going to eat them for like 2 days straight.
Well, it was right next to my job, so.
Go to Subway or something.
Wow.
There's no Subway next to my job. Well, there's a Burger King, but
go to Burger King.
Yeah? You just kind of trailed off there. You didn't.
Didn't really feel like talking anymore.
There's a Panera, but like all the hipster people go to Panera.
Ew!
It's like the new Starbucks.
The hell is Panera?
It's some like bread place.
It's a bread place.
It's a bread. Yeah, apparently it's awesome.
Get bread.
Yeah,
you get like bread. Different kinds of bread for like $4.
We got wheat bread. We got Italian.
Wait,
bread.
I've only been inside white Panera bread once, and I opened the door and I was like, "Oh, I wonder what this place is." And I see like tables and couches and stuff, and I was like, "Oh, that's kind of like Starbucks." And then I look over to the other side, and there's a guy on his MacBook there, and I was like, "Nope, done."
Bacon gay.
You should have asked him what he was doing. If he said writing his novel, then you should just punch him. Take his MacBook and break it outside. Not anymore! Hope you had backups!
What are you doing? I'm writing a novel. Why, are you going to watch me?
This is this is Alex's novel now.
Oh, you want to see?
Can I come to your house so you can watch
They
me?
Like being watched while they write their novels.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, you should write that in your novel. Oh, will you watch me?
I can see the benefit because the argument, I'm playing devil's advocate here. I like being in different places for work. Like sometimes if I'm just in a certain place for too long, I feel no motivation to work at all. You know, switching locations can help productivity. But the fact is that you never see a guy with just like a regular laptop. It's always MacBooks.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I mean, whatever. I do have somewhat of a bias towards PCs, but
it's Macs
very
are easy.
Pompous.
Like, if you're not into computers, then you need to get a Mac. It's just
right now.
Wait, it's
yeah,
they're easy.
Because Windows, you can customize the hell out of it.
Yeah, Windows is a little more in depth, or PC in general.
Windows
Mac, it's just easy. So if all you're doing is like browsing the internet or whatever, get a Mac. You'll be fine.
Good. Pay out the ass for one.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And pay for the next one next year.
You're gonna have to. They break.
Very good.
Can't stand them.
Yeah.
But then, see, I wouldn't mind an heir.
You know,
what?
You wouldn't mind an heir?
Yeah.
I think it'd be just too thin, honestly. I feel like you have, like, nothing to really grab onto.
I've messed with one, and it's like you have a sheet of paper, like cardboard, on your lap.
Very gentle.
No, like, it's cool that it's thin and all. It still gets hot as fuck.
Oh, well,
but then when you close it up, it feels very flimsy. You know, like you know how you take a piece of cardboard or a piece of paper or something, and you lay it, you hold it up straight, right? And then you shake it around.
Other end flops.
Yeah, that's what it feels like it's gonna do. I was like, no thanks.
No.
I mean, it's cool that the keys light up and it's thin, and but no.
It's just the mobility that's appealing to me. Like, I have an actual, you know, computer that I could take wherever. Yeah. I wouldn't mind there, just for casual shit. But I really like my desktop.
Yep.
Built sturdy.
I don't like the fact I got to start up a nuclear reactor to power my desktop. That's my problem.
Got to power it up. Walk through the power plant.
So it's like you know those old like Frankenstein switches? There's like 12 of them, and they're like a mile apart.
You gotta like hoist it up into the sky and hope lightning hits it.
I gotta drive to the town.
Here we go.
I gotta drive to the next town over just to turn it on.
Gotta get put
call
on
up
your
some
white
guy
hat.
Next town over.
Old fashioned.
Hey, Bill, go ahead and flip the switch. All right, boss.
Just walk by the plant. Hey, Jim, how's she running today?
A little hot. Well,
fucking alarm goes off. Jesus Christ, a meltdown!
Oh, yeah, that's why I lived the next town over. To be like, all right, we'll just fix it. Click.
Another my God, he must be rendering another video.
God help us all.
Three times a day. No, I want a tablet. I'd like a tablet just for like everyday browsing,
Android
YouTube.
Nice.
I'd be very picky towards what tablet I'd get.
I was over at Sam's Club the other day, and I was messing around with the 10.1 Galaxy Tab or whatever.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, that thing is nice.
Mm-hmm. I have the mini version of it.
Ooh.
I'd like something like that. Just something I could read books off, go on the internet, look at YouTube.
Yeah. So did you guys hear that Adventure Time is kind of coming up with some game ideas?
Yeah, I saw that.
What?
Yeah, it looks pretty awesome. I would like to play an Adventure Time game.
Oh yeah, I still need to finish that.
Yeah,
like halfway through season 2.
I'm very intrigued by that idea.
Turn into like a Banjo-Kazooie game.
You jump in the backpack.
Yeah. I like that RPG style over there in the corner.
Yeah.
It's like Mario RPG. So I guess it's going to be co-op then? Because there's two characters?
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It could be like an old school platformer. Think about Animal Crossing Tower Defense. How is Animal Crossing / Tower Defense in the same...
I don't even know
category with each other.
Animal Crossing is.
Animal Crossing.
It's
like
think Harvest Moon, but more like involved with a village.
More debt.
Yeah, you're
a lot more debt.
You owe the shopkeeper, who's like, by the way, like the one man mafia of the village. Thousands of dollars, and you gotta work your ass off like selling fish or whatever.
Sell that fish.
Fucking raccoons.
It's fun for a while.
It gets too real.
I got bills, man. I'll have the money next week, I swear.
break your legs.
Sets your house on fire. It's not about the money anymore.
Make me look stupid. Make me look stupid in front of everybody.
Oh no, no, this is all wrong.
You go into the shop to sell something. He's like, you come back into my shop.
I told you to get out of town.
Shop is just a front.
I got your money, Tom. I got your money.
It's not about the money anymore.
You've been holding out on me, huh?
Beats you with his tail.
That's such a bitch. Christ.
It'd be an awful shame if something were to happen.
Yeah, that's how real Animal Crossing gets.
It's not all rainbows and sunshine in Animal Crossing.
Nope.
Not with all
There's not even any crossing.
So, apparently, Terry, that Kingdoms of Amalur game is just getting awesome reviews everywhere.
Yeah, so I hear.
Yeah. Like, yeah. There's only a few places. I think G4 gave it a 50. But, like, Joystick gave it 100. Xbox gave it 90.
If you're going to G4 for your game reviews, you're
doing it. No, it's just it's part of this. It's part of this article right here.
Oh, that Kotaku roundup kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think it's a game that we should grab, Terry.
I want it. I can't afford it.
Well, no, obviously, but I'm saying, like, you know, would be an interesting game to do another dual Let's Play on, you know, whenever we start getting bored of Skyrim.
Oh, Skyrim.
John telling me it's pretty good.
Who?
Bad person.
Ah.
Basically, it's like, and I've seen articles saying that, like, there's just 200 hours plus worth of shit to do. Just, hey, bored? Yeah, kill 200 hours over here.
Yeah, it reminded me of a more sophisticated Fable.
Yeah.
Like, if you've ever played Fable and you felt like it just lacked the depth of other RPGs, try this game. Get the demo of it. It's a 45-minute demo. You can play for 45 minutes, and which is a hell of a demo, if you ask me.
Yep.
Just go grab the demo, or on the 360 it is. I don't know about the PS3 if it's on there or not. It's on the PC, I know that. Grab it, play it. It's awesome. I think it's going to be a very interesting game. So.
I want it.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Well, hey. Well, I don't know.
Hey, buddy.
Look who's made themselves a swimmer.
I don't know if you want to mention that or not yet.
What?
I'm talking to Puddles.
Oh,
it's
no.
In the chat. No.
But it's so big.
Let's just get rid of that picture.
I don't have it yet.
Let's just go get rid of that picture then.
Oh,
that looks like it wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
Oh, believe me, it won't.
How do you live with that thing, Terry?
You gotta unhinge your jaw, probably.
Yeah.
His own. Where are we going with this, guys? Where are we going with this?
Stop.
Oh, I mean, okay.
You can tell it's a subject that makes us happy.
Okay.
Make everybody happy.
Oh, yeah, goddamn.
Well, okay then. Just gonna, yeah.
So there's also gonna be Ghost Recon Online next month.
Is it an MMO?
It's actually next month now.
Yeah, next month, March 5th.
What?
Well, the closed beta starts March 5th.
And can we apply for it?
Yeah, I think we already did.
Oh, wait, yeah, I think
could
we
have
did.
Applied since E3.
Yeah, they said you could start applying for the closed beta at E3. Ooh, that's immediately what we did.
Yep.
As soon as they said it.
It looked good.
It looks very good for a free game.
Did anybody else see that?
Is that Terry?
I saw that article.
That I don't even want to talk about that. But I just figured I'd show it to you guys.
I like the pictures how he's holding up his hands like that.
Yeah.
To answer your question, something like this.
Hey, penis, that's a long dick.
Y'all gotta learn today.
It's me.
Very, just I don't sad. Even, just sad.
Yeah,
you would think.
13.5 inches. What the fuck?
I don't even want to talk about the article. Stop talking about it. It's not an article that half of our audience shouldn't even know about. But if you're interested, go to Kotaku. You'll know which one we're talking about.
You'll find it.
You can't miss it. Yeah, after taking a shower with something that long, you turn around and the thing just flops.
Why are you still talking about it? Is this the two beers that you fucking had 2 hours ago? Along with dinner and a bunch of water? Is it just coming out? Like, is this what we should expect when we actually have an office and we're hanging out with you?
Yeah.
We gotta keep alcohol away from Alex because he's gonna just go gay. Talk about Jude's dicks and butts all the time.
Yeah, I'm here with myself.
I'll do the drinking for you, Alex.
That guy could talk about his penis all day long, and I'll be like, yeah, I got a good one myself.
On that note, we should end the podcast. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
If you're
going to
keep talking about it, why don't you go find them and do them something.
Supporting the podcast every Friday, sometime on Friday, no set time. So
every Friday, kind of.
Usually in the afternoon.
Every technical Friday.
We should go, though.
We should change the name of the podcast to Afternoon Delight.
No.
The lunch hour.
I'll name the episode that. But
you want to do Spencer's outro again?
Yeah, no. Since Spencer isn't here, we need his signature outro to end on. And Alex, I'm counting on you to perfect it. Don't put any dicks in there.
This is why.
I'm never going to have any.
Better not be any dicks coming out of that mouth.
That's why
no dicks in or out of that mouth.
That is why he's the poop master. Butts and dicks.
All right, Alex.
Funny ass.
Hit us.
Bye.